फ्रेंड्स, आवर सब्जेक्ट प्रोडक्शन एंड ऑपरेशंस मैनेजमेंट एंड वी नाउ मूव ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट चैप्टर, चैप्टर नंबर 5 एंड दैट इज न्यू प्रोडक्ट डेवलपमेंट. ए प्रोडक्ट इज एनीथिंग दैट इज कैपेबल ऑफ सैटिस्फाइंग ए फेल्ड नीड, नीड ऑफ द कस्टमर. Somebody is feeling a need, and so a product is anything that is capable of satisfying this today's need of the customer. A new product is the one which is truly innovative, not the copy of earlier one. Something dramatically new, innovative. Then it is significantly different. Different from existing products. That means, earlier this kind of design never existed. Truly innovative. Then it fulfills customer need of present day. This implies that tomorrow's need could be different. This today's product may or may not fulfill tomorrow's need, but it fulfills customer need of the present day. So, there is a big process. Steps are there. I will explain every step which leads us to the new product generation. So, the first step is idea generation. Ideas are coming about new product development starts with an idea. Ideas emanate from customers. Customer says, why not this kind of a product? We want this kind of a product. We want a sleek TV. We want a small computer. We want a thin mobile phone. We want a smartphone. Ideas come from the customers. Ideas come from top management. Let us have this kind of product and see how it is getting accepted by the customer. Then ideas are coming from marketing. Marketing says that if we make this kind of a product, it will get sold. Ideas are coming from production, ideas are coming from engineering, ideas are coming from various other sections. Ideas are imminent. The first step in this new product development is generation of idea. Then look at this diagram. Needs identification, advanced product planning, advanced design, detailed engineering design, product process design and development, product evaluation and improvement, and product use and support. I am going to explain this step by step. Needs identification, it must be demonstrated that the new product fulfills some customer need which existing product is not able to fulfill. Then idea screening. The first was idea generation, then it was needs identification, then it is idea screening. So many ideas are there from customers, from engineering, from production. So idea screening, this step involves sifting through the ideas generated through about. Sift means sort out. Sifting through the idea generated above and selecting ones which are feasible and practical. Economical to develop. Pursuing impractical ideas is expensive and a waste of time, waste of resources. So, we have to select the ideas which are feasible, the ideas which are practical, the ideas which are economical. Preliminary market analysis. Ideas are selected, and now I do the preliminary market analysis. How will the product or how will the service idea be launched within the market? This is the idea. How will it be launched? A proposed marketing strategy will be written, laying out the marketing mix strategy of the product, segmentation, targeting, and positioning strategy and expected sales and profit, how much will be the sales, how much will be the profit, how much quantity will be sold. Creative alternative concepts for the product. This process involves creating various options for product design. Okay, idea is there, idea is selected, but what are the various options? Clarifying operational requirements. Go to the customer, clarify with the customer the operational requirements, discuss with him that this idea is there. How do we make the product which will suit to your operational requirements? Then establish design criteria. We have discussed with the customer. Now we establish the design criteria and their priorities. This process involves establishing product design criteria at this stage. Conceptual design of the product will emerge. Conceptual design will be finalized by the operations personnel. Operations personnel will say, okay, you design like this, we are able to manufacture. Then conceptual design of the product. For example, a pen. Simple pen. What should be the length of the pen? What should be the weight of the pen? It cannot be very heavy. What should be the shape of the pen? Because it should be easy for me to hold. What should be the color of the pen? It should be very pleasant color. Customer should like the color. What is the retail price? It cannot be very high. It cannot be very low. So we make a conceptual design of the product. Then conceptual design is finalized by the production and operations personnel, because operations personnel will have to say that yes, we have a process, we have a know-how to manufacture the product. It helps design and test new production processes early. Then estimating logistics requirement for producing, distributing and maintaining the product. This process involves estimating logistics requirements. Next is business analysis. Naturally, the company has a great idea. The marketing strategy seems feasible. Manufacturing seems feasible. Will the product be financially worthwhile in the long run? Yes, it has to be financially worthwhile also. A beautiful product which is not financially worthwhile, what is the use? So here the important question comes, will the product be financially worthwhile for the long run? Then business analysis stage looks more deeply into the cash flow. Very, very, very key thing in the business, cash flow. Because if cash flow is not there, business will always struggle. I have seen a best company with best cash flow. I have seen worst companies also where there is no cash flow at all. Zero cash flow for 3 months. I have seen such a company. So, whatever manufacturer of the new product will do, the business analysis stage looks more deeply into the cash flow. The product must generate a very good cash flow. What the cost will be, how much the market share the product may achieve, and the expected life of the product. Then product development. At this stage, when everything is over, business analysis is over, the prototype will be made. The prototype will undergo a series of tests and will be presented to a selected people and made up of the target market segment to see if changes need to be made in this product. Okay, then detailed engineering design. These are all the steps in the new product development. The engineering process involves analysis, experimentation, data collection to meet several design objectives. Namely, design for function, design for reliability, design for machinability, maintainability, producibility. Production process design and development. Armed with detailed product design, engineers and manufacturing specialists prepare plans for material acquisitions, from where the material should come, production, warehousing, transportation and distribution. Then, production process design and development. This stage also involves planning for other supporting systems such as controls, information, and very important is human resources. Then test marketing. Test marketing means testing the product within a specific geographic area. For example, Punjab, for example, Kerala, or for example, Mumbai, a specific geographic area. After that, the product will be launched within a particular region, for example, Mumbai, or for example, Kochi. So the marketing mix strategy can be monitored and, if needed, modified before national launch to see how it is getting accepted. If test marketing is successful, the product is ready for national launch. The following decisions regarding the national launch need to be made. Timing of the launch. How the product will be launched. Where the product will be launched. Will there be a national rollout or will it be region by region? For example, a product is first introduced in Kerala, then in Maharashtra, then in Punjab. Or will it be a national rollout? That means the market is launched everywhere at the same time. Then product evaluation and improvement. After the product is launched, it needs constant evaluation and improvement so that the sale or market share will continuously remain there. It will be consistent. Field performance and failure data, technical breakthroughs in materials and equipment, and formal research are used to monitor, analyze, and if necessary, redesign the product. Product use and support. Very important stage of product development is support for customers who use the product. Ultimately, customer is our God. He is using your product. So support him. Give him all the help so that he finds the product most useful. Product use and support consists of education to users, provide warranty. Warranty means for a specific period. If there is any problem in the product, I say, okay, I just replace it 100%. Give me the old product, I will give you the new product. Don't worry, no questions asked. Other day we had gone to that Samsonite company. They say, if you buy the Samsonite suitcase in India, go to America, and if there is any problem, you will get a free replacement there, no questions asked. So this kind of a service globally is available. Repair services are available. Replacement is available. Replacement part is available, and upgrade the product with design improvements so that warranty complaints are reduced. You know this product life cycle curve. Curves where over the time how it increases and how it declines. You also know this kind of a curve where during research and development this kind of a green line will come. Then competitors will also join hands. And finally, your product will also decline, his production also declines. This happens because the moment you make the new product, competitors also will copy it. There is a trend towards shortened life cycle. You produce a product, new product, it may not remain for lifetime. It may not remain for a long time. There is a trend towards shortened life cycles, particularly in industries such as electronics. You make new product, its life is very less. Computers, you know, after some times the same computers are not accepted, some new design comes. Mobile, you know, consumer goods, you know, very shortened life cycles. Shortened product life cycles in case of electronics, computers and consumer goods is our day-to-day examples we see. This has four effects. Total amount of expenditure on product development is increased naturally. New product, then again new product. After some days, again new product. So naturally, total amount of expenditure on product development is too much. Production system tends to be whipsawed because today I'm manufacturing that product. Tomorrow, I have to manufacture something else. So my production system is getting whipsawed because of these new products. Earlier products are becoming obsolete. New products are coming continuously. So my production system is getting whipsawed. Operation strategies emphasize the ability to bring new product designs on stream quickly. So I have to make the arrangements for manufacturing the new product quickly. Computer-aided manufacturing, that is CAM, is allowing to put product designs into production more quickly. Flexible production processing systems, ability to bring new product designs on stream quickly, CAD-CAM is available. So the shortened product life cycles, we are able to cope up. These activities of functions relating to product development are intense as new products are developed. Earlier we have discussed this. But afterwards, as products move through the later phases of their life cycles, these efforts diminish and shift to redesigning products for maintaining market share. Now, process design is necessary to manufacture new products. New products are designed, we have to manufacture them of desired quality, quantity. Quantity means whatever quantity is needed by customer. Time schedule required by customers. Budgeted cost also we have to see. We cannot have phenomenal cost. So complete description of specific steps and linkages among them. Look at this. This we have discussed. Product idea, feasibility study, then product design, process design, and then products and market. What is product design? Advanced product planning. We have seen earlier. Advanced design, product evaluation, and process design is organizing process flow, evaluating process design. Organizing process flow is project. So we have seen various technologies. One of them is project, then job shop, batch technology, assembly line, and continuous flow. This I have discussed earlier. Organizing process flows. Project. What is project? One of a kind product. For example, bridge. Tailored to the unique requirement of individual customer. It may not be repeating again. One of a kind product. Tailored to the unique requirement of individual customer. That is project type. Once a while. Next is job shop process. Where manufacturing of very small batches, high variety, low production volume. So manufacturing of very small batches of different products, each of which is custom designed, small batches, custom designed. That means project is only one kind of a product. Job shop is small batches of different products, each of which is custom designed. Then little more is batch technology, no dedicated equipment of process. System must flexible, low volume, high variety products, but high volume products can be processed differently for stocking. Then little more, assembly line. Narrow range of standardized products. Product designs are stable, specialized equipment is there, human skills and management systems. And then still bigger, it's continuous flow technology, which is there in the chemical plants, oil refineries, continuous endless flows are there, highly standardized product is there, high volume production is done round the clock, capital, too much capital is there, it is a capital intensive thing, specialized automation is there. There is a definite relationship between production process and process flow. For continuous manufacturing, methods and processes must be determined before the line is set up. That means for every process, you write down the process layout, operation layout, how it is done, write down. For intermittent process flows, no lines are set up. The process engineering is required Process engineer is required to adopt the methods and processes to the types and equipment available. Evaluation of process design. How do we evaluate? Cost must be less. Better way to make value engineering, new materials, new machines, schedules must be met. Many intangibles need to be considered, such as cost of larger inventories, cost by level production. Level production means even if the product demand in the market is fluctuating, we make the same level of production. So because of this, sometimes inventories will be larger. One of the objectives in design the process flow is to ensure that goods and services are produced at minimum cost. Very, very, very important thing, well understood. Minimum cost. Process design is a dynamic activity. Better tools and equipment, new materials, different materials, new uses for old materials. Every process engineer must be alert to changes in the basic factors of volume, product quality level and equipment available. Any of these changes may affect process design. So new product development, process design, we have to see very carefully. So there I conclude our chapter number 5. Thank you.